Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It's another Tuesday afternoon, and we are back on the ranch with MakingHay.com. I want to welcome all you rodeo fans out there listening. We got a great show in store for you tonight. I'll tell you what, rodeo fans, it's been an exciting day for us here at Making Eight. And you know what? We're ready to sit back here, back on the ranch. We want to talk a little bit of rodeo. But before we do, we want to welcome in some of the guys that were here with us last week. We had a great show last week, looking to carry on that today. So it is my pleasure to welcome in one of the guys that joined us last week, and we're talking about the man from Wyoming and Timber Tuckness. So, Timber, how you doing this week?
Everything's good this week.
10-4, 10-4, man. Well, I'll tell you what, you ready to roll out for another exciting Making Eight Back on the Ranch show?
You bet. I love calling in on this show. We had a lot of fun.
I'll tell you what, man. This is a great deal. So you been out to any rodeos this weekend?
Actually, I went and did photography at a high school rodeo last weekend for 3 days, which you know I have a photography company also. And it was, Friday night I had the cutting, so it was about an hour of shooting. But Saturday I sat behind a camera for 10 hours straight. Had a ball with it, and it was a great time.
Oh, man. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how you could sit behind that camera for, I can't sit in front of the camera, let alone behind a camera for that long. So, but shoot, yeah, man, but I'll tell you what, we are glad to have you on board with us. Now, you know what? We were talking about trying to get this panel back together. You know, all these guys, you guys did a great job giving us some input and getting some great questions for some of these girls that are auditioning for our co-host position. And, man, you know, we had Ross Hill on here last week. Wouldn't you know, we can't find Ross Hill, you know? So I'm hoping that he'll check in with us here in a little bit. I know, right? You know what, man? What are you going to do? It's expected when it's Ross Hill, man. You always got to expect the unexpected. But with that being said, we were able to round up a couple more guys down here. We're going to see what we can do with these guys. You're going to kind of help us out here. And I got to welcome in this next guy. This guy here is one of our newest members of Team Making Eight, and we haven't talked a lot about him because he just jumped on with us within this last week. We're really proud to have him on board with us. And you know what, though? I'm telling you, I got to get worried here, Timber. He's another guy that loves wearing makeup, man. I don't know what it is, but we cannot drag these guys away. All these guys love wearing makeup. Cling to Making Eight, man. But, you know, this guy's a heck of a funny man. He's actually up there in the Yellowstone area right now, and we're talking about Jason Mathis. So, Jason, welcome to MakingEight.com, man. Welcome to Back on the Ranch.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And, right now, I got to tell you, Scott, though, I'm not up at Yellowstone yet. Unfortunately, I'm in corn country right now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, good up in the good old corn country. And I was just talking to you a little bit ago, man. You know, were you able to get your pizza here? You were waiting on it, man. Did you get it?
Yeah, man. You know, you told me to call in 10 minutes early when my pizza got here, about 25 minutes before the show, but I had a huge tragedy on the way. This fella, he comes and knocks on my door. I've been in this hotel here in Iowa, and I won't name the town because it's a little bitty town, and they might want some kind of gratuity from me. But knocks on the door. I go down to get me a soda down the hallway. You ain't going to believe it, but there was a Weight Watchers meeting straight across the room from mine.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not joking, Timber. Timber, this has got to be real. It's got to be real. You can't make that up, my man.
That's a good deal. Put your makeup on and go to the Weight Watchers?
No, I kind of peeked in there, but I'm going to tell you something. I don't know. You need to come to Iowa, Timber. I'm telling you. I got to tell
wait
you.
A second.
What's that?
No, Timber, now you were just telling me you were looking to get out of the snow, man. You guys had snow up there today. Is that right?
Yeah, we had snow. Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't. You know, I got to tell you, I thought if I was going to rope yesterday, I'd have to tie lug nuts to my rope. The wind was blowing so bad. You couldn't even keep the rope open.
I had never heard that before, but I guess that would work.
Hey, when I was up in college in South Dakota, them guys in North Dakota, they told me that. That's how they keep their ropes open, to tie lug nuts to them.
Nice.
I guess you could say that in Wyoming once in a while, too.
Yeah.
Well, hey, listen, guys, I gotta tell you, we got to bring in another member here, man. We don't want to eat up the time. We want to get down to the ladies. We've got a lot more auditions, and we want to talk about some of the auditions from last week. But before we do, I want to also welcome in another member of Team Making Eight. Of course, he would be another guy that wears the, you know, bandanas and the makeup, man. I don't know what we're going to do with this guy, but we've talked a little bit about him. He's called into our show a few times, and definitely want to welcome in Carl Nance, the man of the hour from Colorado. So, Carl, what's going on, brother?
Tire Billy is on the scene.
Hey, is that really the legend on here with us?
That'd be the one, buddy.
The one and only.
Heck,
man,
you know, Denver's
you
more
what.
Legendary than anybody on this show. Hey.
No,
hey,
I don't
Timber,
know about that.
If you
well,
see
he's
Carl,
definitely more seasoned. He's definitely more seasoned than the rest of us. We'll say that.
I got more wrinkles.
I don't know about that. I think Carl, he just the only reason he's more seasoned is because he eats more than the rest of us.
Yeah, Tim Ford. Hey, listen, guys. Carl, tell us a little bit about yourself real quick, man. What's going on with you?
Just been fighting bulls for, you know, off and on for about 10 years. Had a couple injuries, getting back into it this year. You know, got some real good sponsors. Of course, we got the Making Eight, and we've got Hardcore Rodeo Company, you know, Corey and Darla McKenna. They're doing pretty good by me. You know, just getting ready. We've got a couple of rodeos coming up next month, and we're psyched for it.
Yeah, Tim Ford, man. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, especially Hardcore Rodeo, we definitely want to send our shout-outs to those guys. They are fabulous, man. I know a lot of guys that they're taking care of and really working with, and, you know, they are definitely proud to have Hardcore Rodeo on their stuff. And definitely look forward to having us out there, and, you know, we'd like to be able to do some work with Hardcore here down the road.
I'm pretty sure there's somebody else on this airwave that's going to be on their list too. If he's not already, we got old Timber up there. I believe that he's being taken care of by him.
That's right. I've been on with him there for since Las Vegas. Actually, that's when I got acquainted with him there when we was doing the Cody Hancock Invitational Bull Riding at the Legends Ranch, and they supplied our jerseys. And you bet, boy, they're great people. I like hearing from them. They've sent me some new shirts, and they're designing me some new clown shirts right now. So, yeah, I'm all aboard with them.
Wait,
hey, Timber, you know what they think, Carl?
What now?
I seen the other day that they sent Carl a brand new elliptical machine.
Oh, they're working on it.
Hey, I got a question, though. I saw the pictures there from that Legends Ranch and all. There were several of the Cowboy Rob Smets, and, you know, all those guys were down there. I saw some good pictures with the McKennas down there, but I saw this old guy wearing glasses. Couldn't figure out who it was. Timber, was that you?
Yeah, I always said, no, it was Rob. Rob, he had his reading glasses on.
Oh, that's right. It was Rob. Yeah, it sure was.
Well, and then, you know, they had Timber hiding in that barrel because he's so old he couldn't get out.
Oh, no. Wow.
Oh,
no.
Oh, you guys are brutal.
Hey, Timber, you know, I got to talking to Carl this week, and he's got a new business he's trying to get everybody to buy into. And I'm going to tell you now, you don't want to do it, buddy.
What?
He's now selling body wax cream.
Oh, well.
Yeah, we're selling John Stutzman's signature body wax.
If I'd have to buy a 5-gallon bucket of it, I'll tell you that.
I sure.
We don't need any more information on that right now on the radio.
No, sir.
Yeah,
you don't need any of that.
Please don't send any pictures.
No. especially if you look like Carl Nance. We don't want any pictures.
We're coming up with a logo. I think it's going to be Hairless Stutzman.
Oh, man. All right. Moving on, Carl.
Let's move on.
I got to talk about my hot topic of the week here, guys. I got to tell you, it's 2 days before the deadline. The IRS, man, if you haven't gotten out there, you better book it because they will track you down. I know firsthand. Went down yesterday, took me 4.5 hours to get my taxes filed, man. I thought they was going to end up repossessing, making eight, man. I was so scared. And ended up owing the IRS $2,000 for something that happened back in 2007. So just so you know, you can run, but you can't hide from those guys. They will find you eventually. So, you know, but I got to give my shout outs to the guys, Jackson Hewitt down here, the Cortez office, man. Mr. Bill down there took really good care of me. Actually, he may be even tuning in tonight, so definitely want to say hey to him and appreciate all that he's done for us out there and getting everything straightened out. But I'll tell you what, guys, Uncle Sam, man, he will get his. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you.
No, I got my taxes. They're easy to do. But I was doing Dusty's today, and so I just ended up filing an extension because there's not enough time to do his.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I bet you're not lying with all that money he pulled in this year, huh?
Yeah, well, you know how it is. It's hard to hide. And the more you make, the harder it is to hide.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's definitely for sure. All right,
that's
guys.
Why my
well,
taxes
hey,
took about 5 minutes.
What's that?
That's why my taxes took about 5 minutes.
Man, I don't know
how
you
do
it. Yeah, that's true. Carl don't work, does he?
He walked
right,
in there
guys,
and asked
hey,
me if I could get a loan.
Yeah, right? Well, hey, listen, what do you say we slide down, take a short break, and when we come back, guys, let's talk a little bit about some of these auditions we had last week. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, rodeo fans, we're going to break it down with some Chris Ledoux. You're listening to the Cowboys on the Back on the Ranch show. We'll be right back.
Right now, yeah, my car broke down. I ain't got no money. Stuck out on the Cadillac. She got the top rolled down and her hair tied back. She don't look, she don't even slow down. She just keeps them wheels rolling around. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. And need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo?
This is world champion Rob Smith, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there, be square.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Making8.com, and we are sitting here back on the ranch talking some rodeo, talking some cowboy, just like we would be sitting around drinking a couple cold ones. What do you say, fellas? Y'all still with us?
I'm ready. I'm with you. I'm still here.
All right, all right. Now, Timber, you were with us last week. Carl was listening in. And Jason Mathis, I think he was sitting back eating more pizza, man. I don't know, or at least putting on his makeup.
Man. I was eating pizza last week, but I tell you, I did listen to what was going on around that place.
I'll tell you what, it was kind of off the chain there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got pretty wild there for a while.
Yeah,
it was crazy. Ross, I think he had his computer on, too, or something, because we couldn't hear nothing.
Oh, I know it, man. It was terrible. It was terrible. But, hey, guess what? We got through it, man, had one heck of a good time. Now, with that being said, we definitely had some interesting auditions last week. And, you know, we were able to put up a voting poll on Making 8. It's on our chat room page. It's on our home page. So you can go over there and vote for your favorite girl that wants to audition for the co-host position. Okay? Now, we had one young gal, and I'm going to bring her in first. Fellas, I'm telling y'all, stand by, because this girl was a wild one. But before we bring her in, let's see if we can't recap just a little bit about what she had to say there last week, guys. So hang on. Here she is.
It's Brianna.
Brianna, I am sorry. I was incorrect here. I'm just going to blame it on Ross Hill's spelling when he text messaged me. So
I said they called Hank the Tank, though.
Oh, I recognize that voice now.
Oh, sure. Really?
Well, we got to hear about that.
Well,
yeah, please, tell us your story.
I am one of the best cotton candy sellers you've ever met.
Oh, no, we're back on the cotton candy.
Yeah, last week.
Yeah, but anytime Ross asks me to go to rodeo, I know he wants me to sell cotton candy, so I just, you know, just go the other way. But let's get this going. Ask me something. What you want to know about me?
Well,
are you
really interested? This is great. I love it.
You really
love this girl, man. She's crazy.
A co-host for the show.
Why do you think I called in?
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe Ross promised you some cotton candy or something. You know, I couldn't tell you.
Ross could give me cotton candy anytime I want it.
I'm sure he will.
I wasn't sure if Ross was.
I know about big orange cotton candy.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. This girl here has been lighting it up. The voters, man, they have picked this girl by a mile. She is out there in front of everybody. So, with that being said, guys, I'm telling you, you better hold on to your hat because you got something in store. We're talking about Miss Brianna. How are you doing, darling?
Oh, I'm just fabulous. How are y'all?
Doing just fine, just fine.
How
say hello
doing,
to
Hank?
The guys.
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Hey,
just right. Just
you,
right.
God, I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah, you
you're nervous? Well, this is only the beginning. Looks like y'all are stuck with me now.
Well, now, I will tell you, the auditions are still going on. We're hoping to get some more in today. Now, Brianna, don't go chasing everybody off, but I'm telling you that, you know, we may get a few more girls in there that might give you a run for your money, but there is no doubt about it that you made a statement on our show, darling. The Cowboys want you. The Cowboys want to hear what you have to say.
Well, they need me.
Rephrase that.
So, are you going to join us tonight for the duration, or are you going to have to run out because your cell phone service isn't all that great up there in Alabama?
Well, I'm going to stand outside, like Ralph said, with my golf club, try to get some reception here.
Boy, she's got, I tell you what, she's got my vote because she has a good memory.
That's
all
right.
Stuff, she's talked about everything we talked about last week.
It's the truth. We do have to stay outside with a golf club.
There's no doubt about that.
He wouldn't mind or making up stories. That's what we have to do.
Is this golf club duct taped to your phone?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh my God.
I heard it all now, Scott.
Brianna, now you've got two other guys that are on here that were not with us last week. You've got we got Jason Mathis and we got Carl Nance. Now,
I'm sure
both of these guys might have some questions for you, so we're going to let them kind of ask you a couple questions.
Well, I told you, Scott, I was pretty nervous. I know you better not cut her off or she starts yelling. And then I'm messing up with that button.
Go ahead with questions.
Oh, see, there you go. Did you see that?
That's right. Don't mess around with her, man. I'm telling you, she gets right to the point. She don't mess around.
There's
well, I gotta know. Does your mama know what you do?
Does my mama know what I say? My mama joins me. She loves me.
That might be one thing, but does she know what you do? Does she know how you act?
She thinks I'm an angel. I am an angel. I don't know what you're talking about.
Why do you lie to that lady? You better quit lying to that lady.
No, Jason, the difference is Brianna's an angel and Hank's different.
Right.
Oh, right, yeah.
Exactly.
So when Hank comes
personality
out, boy, you better run.
Oh, goodness.
Well, Hank's working his way out right now. We're sitting back with a cold one, so.
Well, I got to know, though.
Cold one holds on to your golf club, huh?
Yeah. Picture.
Oh. Hey, Brianna.
That's why she gets right to the point, because she's got her hands full.
Hey, Brianna, if Hank starts coming around your cell phone there and trying to get real close, let us know, please, because I got something for him, all right? I got something for the tank here, all right?
Okay.
But
so,
what kind of cold one do we got? I got a variety. I don't have to advertise anybody or anything.
Everything was left over from the party last week.
All right, boys, whatever's on ice.
What the neighbors brought over and left.
Whatever's available.
Well, she's got to use the golf club to get phone reception, boys. I'm sure she's got to have somebody bring her beverages.
I just stand here in Wyoming. I just stand next to my sister because she's got braces and my phone works better that way.
Well, you know, if I got a golf club, they're gonna hand me a cold one, so it's kind of.
Now you
handy.
See that's got to be the truth up there in Medici, because I've been up there. There ain't nothing up there.
Well, not much. We still got tinfoil on our rabbit ears.
Oh, man.
Oh. I
can't
know,
say much about the rabbit ears because that's what I got on my antenna, too, down here, you know. But
on your cell phone?
You're scared Uncle Sam. You're scared Uncle Sam.
You got rabbit ears on your cell phone.
Well, Yeah, you're right. Well, see, that's a big thing. I just don't want Uncle Sam finding me. So you start getting on that digital cable and all that, man, and he's liable to track you down. I got to stay under the radar. And that's why I was really nervous bringing Brianna on, because I'm telling you what, man, I'm sure when we get her on the air, I'll make an A. Red flags start going up everywhere.
Well, I got to know. Hey, is Brianna.
Red flags up to you, though.
You don't have any warrants out for your arrest, do you?
Not right now.
She's been running with Ross Hill. I bet she's been arrested.
Probably got at least one.
Not right.
Maybe not arrested, but she probably had to bail him out.
You have an ankle monitor.
Do I have an ankle monitor? Not at the moment. I got it off with a butter knife.
Well, Scott, you have to go pick her up, but she can leave Alabama.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what. At least, she can leave the state, I think, right? Now, you do still have to pay probation officer or what?
Well, no comment. I'm on live right now. Hey, Annie, how are you?
Hey, hang on a second.
Talking in the background.
Hey, hold on, guys. Hold on. Ross Hill, are you there?
Come in, Berlin. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, Ross
Hill. We got another guy holding the golf club.
You know what, though? I was actually kind of nervous, man. If Ross Hill is holding a golf club, he's sitting inside a sauna right now, aren't you, Ross?
Well, you know, I just left the sauna and playing some ball with the kids in the YMCA. And it's not basketball, that's pool ball in there, throwing the little bouncy balls around. I mean, I tell you what, life just don't get no better than the world champion bullfighter.
He's wearing the Carl Mann speedo, too.
Well, I guess
he's made it.
You know, the funny thing was is I was talking with Ross just before the show, and he's like, man, I'm going to be late. I got to go to the YMCA. And I'm like, well, shoot, yeah, man. I know you got some bullfights going up. Go up there and work out, man. He goes, shoot, no, I'm going to sit in a jacuzzi. I said, man, it must be good to be good, you know?
Hey, how does that ankle monitor work in a jacuzzi?
Hey, let me tell you something about this ankle monitor. I got me a tree stand posted so I can hear you guys. I ain't got a hold no deckum golf club.
Moving up to the big time.
Moving up, right. You're right. I got to come up about 22 feet and hang on to the next limb on a pine tree and sit up here and talk to you guys. Good thing it ain't winter.
Oh. It's still winter up there in Timberland.
If I look like timber, if I was the sun, I wouldn't shine either.
Man,
oh,
I tell you what, there's
boring around here, does it?
No, never when we're sitting here back on the ranch, Timber. You should know that by now.
The Twinkle Toes is Olden Lake. I can tell that right now.
All right, guys. Hey, listen up. This is the deal. We're talking about the recap of last week's show, man. We had some great auditions. Now, we've got the lovely Brianna on the show with us, the Wild Child. The Wild Child herself. Brianna, are you still with us?
I'm still here. I just had to put you on mute. I was making a margarita.
Oh, making the margaritas. You started making margaritas at 10 o'clock this morning, didn't you?
What's it tell you?
What's he on? Spring break over there or what?
It is. You didn't
stop
last night. What are you talking about?
It's spring break whenever it's spring, the whole time.
I'm out here shoveling snow off the sidewalk, and you guys are having margaritas and nice weather.
Hey, Denver down here in Colorado, it was almost 70 today.
Yeah, and even Denver's warm. What's the deal?
What did I tell you? The sun just don't shine where Timber's at.
Oh, Ross.
It could be in Alabama when we'd catch a storm.
Hey, guys. Hey, now listen. We have Brianna on here with us, but I got to tell you, this next one that I want to play a clip of from last week is actually, she's kind of my number one runner. And I'm sorry, Brianna, but this girl here, man, she kind of did something for me. I don't know what it is, but let's take a listen to this next girl and tell us what you think here.
Well, they call me Rosie.
Rosie, well, Rosie, first off, I want to welcome you to the Back on the Ranch show. Now, we've been looking for a female co-host. You've got kind of the voice that we might be looking for. Not real sure just yet. But you obviously have a thing for some of our riders here, and we can appreciate that. Now, part of the process is you have to kind of meet us. Now, are you close to North Carolina? Are you going to be close to North Carolina anytime soon? I know they've got some good bingo halls up there.
Well, I mean, are you calling me old by the bingo halls?
Well, no, ma'am. You said you were 74 years old. I wouldn't say you were old. I think you're just in your prime.
I'm 74 and a 32-year-old body.
74. She don't sound a day over 73 to me.
There ain't no doubt, man. Well, hey, I'm going to tell you what. You know, she kind of touched me in a big way. Now, she is another Alabama girl, so she can give Brianna a little run for her money. What do you think?
Do we got
Ross? I don't know. I'm gonna go with Ross's saying, when the sun don't shine, and it's not shining very good over there for me.
Yeah, I like how you worded that, Timber, because I definitely say that Rosie don't look nothing as good as Brianna. Come on.
Jesus, that's the way you.
I tell you what, I got pictures of Brianna. She became my friend on Facebook, and she first thing she said was, "Did I scare you?" Heck no, I printed the pictures out. I got them hanging on my wall.
You know, she keeps changing her picture, and now she's added more girls in there to get more votes. I don't know.
Well, hey, Brianna, don't add Carl Nance. He'll steal your bikinis.
Oh, my God. Carl on there forever.
Hey, Carl, I like how, I mean, not Carl. Hey, Scott, I like how you said Carl will steal bikinis. He sure ain't fitting in a one-piece.
What's that?
I said, I like how you said he'll steal your bikini because he sure ain't going to fit in a one-piece. Especially Brianna's one piece.
Oh, hell, my leg won't fit in Brianna's one piece.
Wait a second, guys. Going to hold on. Oh, I got the beat, man. We're a little late, but I got it.
Hey, Scott, you think you could transfer that beat to my show?
Well, man, as soon as I can figure out how to work the darn thing, all right?
Now, we need some Mechanite bikinis for all the lovely ladies.
Oh. Hey, you know what, Brianna? That's a great idea. Now, you know what, though? The problem is our slogan is Get a Grip. We go around and get a grip on there, there's liable to be a whole lot of ladies that are going to get pretty upset.
If it's logos Get a Grip, we can make them bikinis out of Velcro.
Timber.
Timber, what are we gonna do to you?
Go ahead, Timber. Our slogan is Make an Eight, and that would be Get a Grip. Come on. Well, I think that takes Rosie out too, because I think she slogan is Poly Grip.
Yeah, it does. We're gonna have to eliminate Rosie then, because she doesn't have the right slogan. She's got the poly grip. We got to Get a Grip.
it really hurts my feelings too, because I was eating a piece of beef jerky coming home from the bullfight this weekend after getting waxed over pretty good in the short go. Got hooked a little bit around, and dadgum if I didn't break my front tooth out. So all my F's tonight and all my my threes and fours and everything is slurring just a little bit. I ain't got a front tooth. Come on.
Oh, quit talking. You know you've just been drinking all day.
He's a brand.
I didn't know you had any front teeth to start with.
Hey, Ross. You did finish second, Nada, though, didn't you?
Say it again?
You did finish second, Nada, though, right?
Yeah, I did. I did finish second, but I should have won first, and I wasted a good bull, and I beat myself up for it pretty good. I actually beat myself up so good that I woke up in the shower with my boxers on, woke up the next morning, broke my guitar somehow, falling out of bed, headed to the bathroom. Tell you what, it turned to a dadgum punishment for myself, because I went ahead and feathered my punishment with a couple whiskey drinks there towards the end.
Oh, man.
You just described my spring break trip last week.
Whiskey drinks and cotton candy, man. That's a bad combination for Ross Hill.
Hey, Scott, I think I need some credit for being on time today.
Well, yes, you were. Yes, you were, Carl. I'll give you that. Now, I got to tell you guys, we had a team member on last week that we featured, and unfortunately there was some circumstances. Apparently, one of the team members decided to pull himself out. He wasn't getting enough airtime on our show last week. So we had to part separate ways with Mark Chamberlain, but I wanted to wish him the best of luck. Really, I did. You know, I wish him nothing but the best. And his success in the bareback riding, you know. So, Mark, if you're listening, man, best of luck to you. And you wanted your airtime, so we're giving it to you. All right? We won't stop talking about you. All right, man, 10-4? Moving on. Here we go. Hey, we're getting back in. You know, we got a lot of folks that were on last week with us and did, you know, just great auditioning. We got the lovely Leah from Orlando that auditioned. We got Chastity on from North Carolina. Wasn't real sure about herself. Threw her name in the hat anyways, you know. So we're kind of hoping that we can get some votes on her as well. But then we've got, you know, Ross Hill's sister out there, and we've got the lovely Amber. And I'm going to tell you what, she was real professional, doing a great job. And I'm going to tell you, if we can't get her on the Back on the Ranch show with us, because Brianna has just got such a big lead, you know, we might find another home for her right here on making8.com. We'll get another show.
Yeah, we could have an alternate, couldn't we?
You know what though? That's gonna be a bad. That's good. That could turn out to be a whole lot of good information. And we could have the Ross Hill show on Monday. We could have the Amber Hill show on Thursday. Come on.
We can just have the Hill show.
The Hill show. Oh Lord, have mercy, brother.
Heck no, she wouldn't get a word in edgewise with Ross.
Hey, are we going to get Brianna after dark? Is that what we're going to do with her?
Sold. I'll take it.
That's right.
Hold on, thank
you. You know what? I'll tell you what, man. You know what? She said she was making herself some, you said margaritas, right there, darling?
Sure. Something like that.
Okay. Well, look.
Hey, what they call them in Alabama, Scott?
What do they call them in Alabama?
I have no idea, but evidently she can't remember what she's making.
I think they call them breakfast.
You don't call them late, that's for sure.
Yeah, that
say
is
that
sure.
In Alabama, they say that margarita I had for breakfast tasted so good, so I had one for dessert.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Hey, I'm pretty proud of Carl Nance, Scott.
Yeah? Why you say that?
Yeah. Well, he was on time.
Well, yeah, you're right, man. He definitely was. He was there with us, and certainly appreciate that call. It's great to have you here and on time, man. You know, and it's a good thing that you don't have to cut out to go do some not so much work, you know, at the hotel.
Yeah, he don't do anything. You
I
know,
don't
he's
do
on time
there at the hotel.
He's on time 3 times in his life. I'm gonna tell you that. Making8.com, Facebook, and the USA Steak Buffet. That's the only 3 times.
That's it. Internet
yeah.
Butcher block down here in town.
Now
I go there all the time.
Yeah, you better get on the
four.
Treadmill, buddy.
All right, guys. Hey, listen, man. We got some phone.
Who
some
are you
phone
talking to?
I was talking to Carl Nance.
We got some phone lines lighting up, so let's see if we can slide down and take a caller. Now, I'm telling you,
all
we
right,
got
let's
some
do
airways
it
here. All right, here we go. 562 area code. You're on the Back on the Ranch show.
I'm here.
Well, hello, darling. How are you?
I'm great. You guys are funnier than you know what.
Is that
what?
Right?
What?
What? I can't say it.
Hey,
can
you guys got a bleeper now, so you can say whatever you want.
Oh, you do?
Well, you got it ready full, though, before you use it.
You got a second rule.
You gotta say, Scott, be ready. Get the beat button out because I'm not gonna have enough time to get this thing going here.
Are your reflexes getting slow, Scott?
Spring break just got it.
Well, this is Janie from Bullseye Art.
Well, how are you, Janie?
All right.
I'm great.
Well,
great.
Hello, Janie.
Hi.
Was it Janie or is it Janie D?
Okay.
Because I mean, that's what I get when I talk to you on Facebook. There's Janie D. So I just think that you should go with the whole. I know you're from California, right?
Yes, sir.
So can we call her Sunny D?
I'm sorry, what?
Sunny D. Sunny D, that's her name. We got a nickname for you. You're already a part of Making Eight because you got a nickname, so that's a good deal. So we got
what was the nickname?
Sunny D.
You Sunny
know,
D.
Double D.
That's orange juice,
September. Well, she's from California.
Man, oh man. Where's
no, you
do?
Know what? I was listening to the show when you guys were interviewing Mark, and you were talking about Indian names, and I did create my own Indian name.
Not
huh,
fair.
Yeah.
That's no fair.
Not
Rob
fair.
Still has to create Indian names.
I think you would agree. Any of you guys
right.
out there would agree.
Go ahead. Lay it on us.
Let's hear it.
Little Crazy Legs.
Little
Ooh.
Crazy Legs.
Mm. Little crazy.
That means he dances like Carl,
Kimber.
Man.
You're going to have to.
Crazy legs.
Crazy,
I would know that.
Carl.
I need
you
to.
You like it? Carl's
yeah,
been to
yeah,
my
yeah.
website, so he's been to my website, so he's probably seen them.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. Seen your leg.
I'll tell you what, though, guys.
Have, evidently.
He doesn't
have
on the
website.
I got hate. Let me chime in here real quick, guys. Listen, I'm kind of getting a little nervous here, man. We've got our chat room open up right there on the Making Eight homepage, and I've got some lovely young ladies down there that are popping up just telling me that I am super yummy. Well, I got to send a shout-out. I've got to
What's
send a shout-out to – now, wait a second. I've got to send a shout-out to my young darling sitting back there in Lakeland.
You're
yeah,
in
that's
North
where she's at. So there, Miss Karen, this one's for you, darling. We love you.
She must have seen a picture of that cotton candy machine or something.
No, it ain't a cotton candy machine. She wants to find out what Making Eight's all about.
What's your flavor?
Oh, right on.
I'm sorry. What's out there, Miss Sunny D?
No, it wasn't me. It must have been Brianna.
Oh,
it's,
it was Brianna.
Still here.
Brianna,
y'all forgot. What's your flavor?
What's my flavor?
What's your flavor? You said you were just me. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Flavor.
I think we lost her somewhere down the road there, guys.
Oh, boy. I think she's had a couple too many margaritas.
Better step away from that big, funny shaped yep. glass.
I'm going to Brianna.
Right.
Hello, Brianna. I need a little help.
Hey, Ross, could you do us a favor, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Could you drive over to Brianna's house and take that glass away from her so we know what she's talking about?
Where is the blooper at?
I'll say this.
Hey.
Get ready for the blooper.
Uh-oh.
I need the blooper.
Now I'm too early.
Hey, speaking of Indian names, I don't believe old Jason's got one yet.
No, we don't. We'll definitely have to work on that. Ross Hill, get on it, sir.
Who is it I'm working on?
Jason Mathis. He's the funny man. He's the funny man out in the Midwest area up there in Corn Country right now.
10-4. I'll see what I can do there. I'll have to do some research. But hey Scott, I think you. I can't believe that you replaced a Californian accent with an Alabama accent. I've never had that in my life.
Well, you know,
all you got to do is learn how to pronunciate.
I ain't got a tooth. My front tooth's missing right now, so my pronunciation's gone.
Move your left.
You only got one missing? You're lucky.
Hey, no kidding.
Now, we got to get down to some business here, man, because, I mean, time is
flying
by here. Miss Sunny D.
Yes.
Now, were you throwing your name in the hat here to be one of our co-hosts?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
That was a definite yes.
Okay.
That was a yes for sure.
There's one vote.
I think it was yes for sure. All right. Well, we're gonna get your name up there on our website after the show, and we're gonna take some votes. So you gotta pass the word along, tell them to get over and put in some votes. Now, Brianna has already got. I mean, she's got a pretty commanding lead. There's still a couple.
Yeah, whatever.
Left, and her friends will run out.
Hey, Scott.
There's only a certain amount of people in Alabama.
caught me.
But see, I was born and raised in North Dakota, so I'm like city country the whole way.
See, Timber, she knows all about those lug nuts on your ropes.
Yes,
yeah,
I heard that. I heard that.
He was country before country was cool.
That's right.
That's not what I did with the lug nuts, but that's okay. I mean, you do what you want to do.
Oh,
Lord. Oh, no.
Is there only a certain amount of people in Alabama? There's only a certain amount that know how to run a computer.
Wow.
All the neighbors come over.
That's true. You know what, though? I do have to say something, and I know she's not here just yet, and she might actually be listening in. Actually, I have a feeling she does. She might get mad at me for saying this, but I did have to send her the same message twice with my number. It's a text message. So how are you going to mess up a text message with the number posted on it, you know? But, Amber, you know, we love you, darling. It's just one of them things, you know. I mean, how are you going to have to send a text message twice with the same phone number on it? I'll never understand that.
In her defense, I'm going to say this, Scott. I think you would have learned by now about trying to get all these different women co-hosts on there, because if I'm not mistaken, you've done pissed a couple off.
Who's done that?
That would be Scott, I'm afraid. Something about women. It ain't about how. All you gotta do is get them all together, and they piss each other off. I don't know what happens.
But wait a second, Rolf. How do you figure, man? I'm trying to get down to it here. I'm a little confused.
Well, we're gonna leave it a confused subject. We'll leave that. If y'all want to know, you can message Scott. But I think Scott knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, Rolf Hill, man, I ought to beat you upside the head. I owe you, buddy. I owe you. You better hope I don't have to ride to Texas all the way with you, son.
That's great.
Man, oh, man. Okay. All right, moving on, guys, moving on. Miss Janie D., tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, in regard to the art or regard to the audition?
Well, in regards to the art first, and then we'll kind of go over into the auditions. How's that?
I paint bulls. I paint bulls for some of the stock contractors in the PBR. I love them. I paint everything. I paint a lot of different things, but bulls
are my... How do you get them to stand still while you're painting them?
Carl in front of them, and they stand still.
Really?
Wow.
I
want to
see.
Oh, Lord.
No,
again,
anyway, that's what I do. It's what I'm into. I love painting them. I love their muscles. I love the way they move. They're the cowboys. You can have those guys. But, you know, I wanted to know who this girl, the guy that's got the clicker, the five-second rule clicker for bad words, does he also screen calls? I was listening to the Mark Chamberlain thing, and I was just dying because this girl calls in, and Scott, you said, you know, we're talking to Mark Chamberlain, blah, 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 and have you got a question for Mark? And she was like, no.
That was Chastity. Yeah, that was Chastity. I couldn't figure that out either, man, but, you know, that's how they do it up in North Carolina, I guess. They get a little confused.
I don't know.
I was dying, absolutely dying. So anyway, the bulls stand still, and once they take a look at Carl, they stand still pretty good for me. Actually, I get a lot of my material from Paula. She's one of the photographers that runs with the Burger Bulls, and so I get a lot of from her, and a lot of my own pictures. And I mean, I've studied them so much. I can grunt like a bull.
So can my ex-wife, but it doesn't make me very happy.
Actually, the first time I heard him, I was watching on TV, and I thought there was this bull grunting, and come to find it was Mike Lee when he rides. He makes this weird grunting sound when he's riding. I was just cracking me up. But yeah, I can do my bull impression.
Now you know with this group, you're going to be told go ahead and do it, so you may as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Bring it.
It's not very ladylike, but it's pretty good. Tell me when you're ready.
Go for it.
Tell me. You ready?
Go for it.
Yeah.
That's when they're hungry.
Wow.
One for different situations.
Remember, did that sound like your ex-wife, man?
Did a lot. You sure this ain't Carrie?
Boy, that's something. Hey, Janie D, I love it. I love it. I really do. You're willing to get out there and go for it. And hey, you know, it's entertainment. That's for sure. Now you did send me a message, and I was a little concerned about it because I'm having a hard time understanding how you could understand cowboys enough when you sent me a message and told me that we need to stay on track. Now, how are you going to get this many cowboys around? Stay on track, really. I mean, you know,
well, that's easy.
You,
really. Just, like, sit around and grunt like a
that's
bull.
Easy. That's easy if you just take over. I just take over the show and, you know.
Wow. Well,
I'm pretty sure we've already had, like, 57 topics, so who knows?
Well, you've got Ross Hill on here, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to be hard to take over that show with Ross Hill on it.
Oh, that's
I'd take Ross on any day. Oh, my God.
Oh.
He's just a punk.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. They're twinkle toes.
Hey, is Ross still on the phone?
I'm supposed to be. Hello.
Is he?
Maybe.
Yeah, Scott's got me like a thumb buck. I know how the switchboard works, Scott. Remember that. I've been trying to talk for 30 minutes now. I wonder why nobody heard me.
You kidding me?
Hey, I'm going to do it.
See how easy that was?
That's one reason the cowboys don't make engineers.
Yeah. That's why.
You can't drive trains?
That's just one reason.
Yeah, I think there's a few more in there. Brian, are you still with us?
Schooling might be the second reason.
I think she took off, Scott.
Did she take off?
She dropped her golf club.
Hold on.
Club all at once.
This is real important.
I know she
here, guys.
Dropped that margarita though.
Hey.
Yeah, I bet she didn't drop it.
Well,
if I say
something, nobody hear me. I'm still here. Hello.
Brianna.
Oh, I hear you now.
We hear you now for sure.
Good.
Must be on Verizon.
She got that. She put that 7-iron away and pulled out the driver. So now she's got a little better reception.
Oh,
hey, Brianna. Wait a second. I got something to tell you, Brianna. You asked me what my flavor was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got this lovely darling over here in Lakeland that says that she will let you know real soon. Just saying.
Yeah.
Hey.
Was this a dateline or what?
I'm telling you, man. I don't know. What are you going to do, you know? But gotta love our rodeo fans
out there.
I'm going to
send Kelly
a text
message. That's what I'm
going to
do.
Oh, don't do that, man. No, because then I'm going to have to end up sleeping over at Ross Hill's freaking place. And that's a long drive to Alabama.
Oh, man. I got kicked off there, Scott.
Did you?
Yeah, my
we
wife called.
We didn't miss you at all, Jason.
I noticed.
I was
fielding a call. My wife, she called, and somebody had called her wanting to buy a case of Carl Nance's wax.
Hey, buddy,
so,
that's Sean Dustman's signature wax there.
Wow. I'll tell you what, the orders are coming in already, man. This is great. Well, listen, Danny D,
do you need a case
you.
Of that?
Hey, I want to say that I got a special guest on here, Drew Jones. Drew Jones, give Brianna a shout out.
Okay, shout out to Brianna Hall. You know what it's all about down here in Town Creek, Alabama. You know what.
What's up, Woo?
Water hot.
Hey, Woo, let them hear your cow call.
Wow.
They don't
okay.
Nobody.
Y'all sure do some stuff different in Alabama, I'll guarantee you that.
There ain't no doubt about that. I'll agree with you. Good God. Man, I'm telling you what. I'm going to have to beat myself here in a minute. They're going to get me all kinds of worked up. Off the chain in Alabama tonight.
Oh, man. I don't really care for sleep.
We might want to fight.
Ross Hill.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I'm going to let you know that we're going to take another short break here shortly, man. We got to play another song for us. But when we do, I want to let you know, man, you got to send Matt the Cat some love, man, because we're going to play some of his tunes for us, all right?
All right, that'll be good.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I'll tell you what, we love this guy. Love his music. So you guys able to stay with us for a little bit longer here while we take some calls? We get back, we'll see. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see if we can take some more calls. How's that?
Sounds good.
Miss Janie, I'm going to say goodbye to you. Appreciate you calling in, and we're going to put your name on there. And if we don't make it a full-time slot, we would definitely look forward to having you back once we get all this, you know, this chaos here organized and get it straightened out once we get things on track.
I don't think you'll ever get the chaos straightened out, but thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll work on it. We'll work on it. And, you know, as long as we don't have Ross and Timber on at the same time, we're pretty much okay. You put those two guys together, and it just, man, it circles. You know what it does? You know what it does? Hold on. I got. You know, I'm so daggone slow at this. But you know what it does when you put Ross Hill and Timber Tuckness on the same show together?
What?
Is that right there? There it goes.
I'm going to go online and listen to the rest of the show. Love you guys. Thank you.
All right, Janie.
Thanks for getting on with us.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, those girls in California, now I expected a little bit more sass, a little bit more upper class maybe, but I'll tell you what, she knows how to get it done, and she can hang with the Cowboys with the best of them. What do you say?
Well, the bull call was a deal, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that one got her.
They don't even do that in Alabama, do they, Ross?
Well, only when it's mating season. All right, guys.
Oh,
hey, Brianna, are you still with us, darling?
I sure am.
She ain't leaving.
Why don't you sip on your margarita? We're going to take a short little music break, and when we come back, we'll take some more auditions if we can.
See, I'm put the big girl panties on.
What's that?
Girl with the Speedo.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. I'll tell you what.
Where was your beeper at, Scott? Where was your beeper at when you needed it?
Now I'm trying to find the next song, man. You know, you got to give me some warning. All right, guys. Hey, you're listening to the Making Eight Back on the Ranch show with, I'm telling you what, a mess of cowboys and some lovely cowgirls. So y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. We'll be right back.
I play guitar, she plays with my mind. I'm wrong, she's always right. She's breaking me in. I like bars, she hates crowds. She's shy, but I am loud. I stay awake, but she says now. She's breaking me in. I play guitar, she plays with my mind. I'm wrong, she's always right. She's breaking me in. Yeah, she's breaking me in. Yeah, she's breaking me in.
All right. Welcome back, Rodeo fans. Now, the hardest part of this deal is actually coming back and getting everybody back online. So, you know, we have got to get down here and open up some of these phone lines. We're going to open them all up right now. It may get a little crazy in here. I apologize, Rodeo fans, but this is just how it is. Now, before everybody gets in there and starts running their gators like we know Ross Hill does so well, we've got a lovely lady on here that we had last week on our show, and she right now, she had a pretty good second lead, but I don't know what happened, but, you know, she kind of fell back just a little bit. Amber Hill is on the line with us, and so, Amber, how are you doing, darling? I know you're upset because we did not get to you right away, and I apologize.
That's okay, Scott, but I'm a little offended. I was trying to defend myself, and I couldn't even get on the line.
You know what? I really do apologize. You have your opportunity now. You have our undivided attention, darling. Go for it.
The first thing I'm going to say is about the number. I was going to send out a little message, and it got deleted off my phone. So that's why I asked you for another one. So I knew the number the first time, but I was going to send it out to everybody else so they could get on and listen. And so there's my defense on that.
Okay. You know what? That does clarify it. So, you know what? For all the Amber Hill fans out there, I really do apologize. Amber, we is really nothing but love for you, darling.
Hey, Scott, I told you it didn't take nothing to get a bunch of women pissed.
You're right. I'll tell you what, that seems to be the going trend this week, man. I think I got the wife upstairs ready to shoot me for right now.
Especially for you. Yeah, you calling everybody lovely and just got remarried in my limo.
You ain't lying, man. Well, you know what? That's all right. You know, I didn't actually go through. Just, you know what? That's my question. Now, I got married twice to her. So if something happens, do I have to get divorced twice?
No, that
means
instead of you getting half, she gets all of it.
Yeah, hey, there's no doubt, man.
I will say one thing, Scott. Do you know why divorce is so expensive? I know Timber does.
Because
they're worth it.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, ladies. Sorry, Rachel, if you're listening. My bad.
Hey, now that
oh,
right
Scott's
there is
gonna
coming
be on the couch tonight.
Wait a second. That is coming. Wait a second, guys. That is coming from the man that has never been married.
Hey, that's
well, why he never been married,
will
too.
Hey, I also own all of my stuff right now. I don't know if y'all know that.
Do what?
So do I.
I own all of my trucks and cars. Not because they're $1,000 junkers. That's because they're paid for.
Yeah, you're right. I'll give you that one, Ross. You definitely have the good life. But hey, man, you know what? We're going to get out there and kind of hang out with you a little bit, see if either some of the married life can't rub off on you or some of your single life can't run off on me. We're going to have a good time, huh?
I think I need to run away for a while because I'm Ross's reason for not getting married. I do everything for him instead of a wife.
Whoa.
I'm not interested in him to get married as much as y'all are.
Like
that.
I know what Timber's thinking up there.
Oh.
Hey, Carl's got the same thing going.
Okay, well, we don't do that in Alabama, but I was talking about all the, you know, bill paying and all that.
So am I.
Here's the question. If you get divorced in Alabama, does that mean you're still brother and sister?
Oh. Sure makes your family reunion kind of strange.
That was a joke.
Hey, Ross, I don't know, man. You tell me. You're the one with your sister from Alabama here.
It's all good. We have a good personal relationship.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not going to touch that one, fellas.
I need to get my finger back on that beat button because I have a feeling Amber's going to get good.
Hey, I wonder, here's the other question. I wonder if that'll piss my girlfriend off.
Let us know when you're on the couch, Ross.
Well, I don't know. You got, hey Ross, you got two sisters?
No, well, actually, yeah.
Wow. Good thing she's not listening.
Oh, man.
Shame on you, Ross Hill.
Because she is married to have a big problem here in Alabama. Dead gum.
Uh-oh, wait a second, guys. I'm getting something in here.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
It better be the beat button.
No.
Breaking news here.
Yeah, it is. It's coming down. I'm waiting for it right now, coming across the chat room. Somebody just asked me what the slogan of Alabama is. I'm waiting for the answer. I haven't got it yet. What is it, Rob?
Roll Tide.
Don't kiss your sister more than once.
Wait a second. We go across the county when you go across the hall. I don't know, man. It's just what came down.
I don't know. Who told
you? I like it. I think I want to use that one at the next rodeo.
I can use that one in Canada.
Yeah, 10-4. Hey, man.
So can I. That's where I'm headed next, in Canada.
All right. Hey, you know what, guys? We have been on the show for over an hour and have yet to even give out the phone line. The phone number for us. Man, we could have people sitting back waiting to call in and not even know what to call. So,
6-4-1-9-7.
What's that?
Brianna has a line right there.
I don't know. I can tell you right now that, Brianna is definitely brought in most of the fans to the show tonight, I think. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. We do have some lines open if you want to jump on here with us. We're all sitting here back on the ranch just talking rodeo, having some fun. That's what this show is all about. So hit us up here, guys. We got some phone lines open. Now, we want to go back. I got to get back to this audition stuff. Amber, what is it you think you can do, man? Do you think you can come back? We got to get some votes for you, darling.
Well, if I don't get the votes, it'll be okay. I enjoy calling in.
Well, I'll tell you what. Like I told Ross earlier today, if something happens, we still want to get you on the show. And we're working on some other things behind the scenes, and I will definitely get with you. So I got to tell you. And you know what, though? We may have to open up that show for Brianna to go to that late-night show on MakingEight.com because she really has me worried. I don't know how long we can keep her.
And you haven't even met her yet.
I know. That's the scary part. But, you know, I've got her on.
What's
I've
that?
I've got her on Facebook. Go ahead.
That's her age, Amber. You know I'm too much. Brianna?
You know,
oh, but I could.
This might get good, fella.
Oh, you know what? I'm catching word here that we've actually kind of got something going down here with Hank the Tank. She says she's not feeling as well. She's got allergies, margaritas, and they don't mix.
Yes. Allergy medicine and margaritas do not mix. Just let
she's
y'all
getting
know.
Drowsy.
Not when you drink them all day long, I can guarantee you.
Y'all might be like, it's my AA meeting.
Hey, let's don't joke about them either.
I'm not joking.
You know what, though? Brianna, I really do hope you feel better. You don't have much to worry about, darling, because I'm going to tell you what, you've got a commanding lead right now, and we will work on getting you a show for sure because, darling, you are made for this. I'm telling you. There is no doubt.
Well, the only thing would be better is you've got a TV face
as opposed to you've got a good radio face.
Boy, Timber just took my line. I was just fixing to say we need to eat those stream with Brianna on there.
Well, we're going to work on this. We're going to get this stuff set up. You know, one way or another, we're going to get, all the right people on these shows. Hey, guys, it looks like we got another caller. Let's see if I can't take a gander here. Man, I'm looking at my phone list, and starting to get a little nervous here. We got another caller on the line. Oh, you know what? They hung up. I guess they didn't want to talk that bad. Oh, wait a second. They're back again. Man, the switchboard thing is attacking all kinds of crazy. What do you say we take this caller here?
This is scary.
Give her a shot.
We're back on the ranch. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Hello, it's me again, Margaret.
It's you again. It's you again. Who? 417. You're on the line. Do we have a 417?
Welcome,
America.
Bingo.
Okay. Well, I reckon they hung up again, and I don't know what we're gonna do here.
417
America.
What are we going to talk about now? We're kind of, you know, I mean, I'm kind of lost for words here. I know Ross Hill never runs out of things to say. So, Ross, take it away, man.
You heard Brianna and you heard Amber. They got a little tension all of a sudden out of nowhere, and they're buddies. Now, here's what could be good. You say it could be good for you guys. If we don't live but 25 minutes apart, it could really get good for me.
But, hey, you know, Ross, I was thinking about that earlier. I was talking with Amber, and I said, you know what? They really have a good close draw between the two of them. And I said, if it ends up being a tie, we're going to end up having to have, like, some oil wrestling match or something. Are we going to take bets on that?
That's an answer.
Oil wrestling?
You
can't watch. No. Ross better not agree with that. We are in Alabama, but.
I'll take my bet on that. I'll say Amber wins hands down. Brianna's a tough stump, but Amber's normally. Because let me tell you something. You might call it oil wrestling here in Alabama, but it's going to go to scrapping real quick.
Well, there ain't no doubt, man. I cannot wait to get up there. I'm telling you what, man, it's going to be a good time, Ross. Looking forward to it, man. I think we got something rolling here in the works, man, and we definitely look forward to it. Hope this thing works out for us.
We don't have oil wrestling here in Alabama. We got UFC.
Yeah, 10-4.
Yeah, women UFC wrestling. They're fighting.
Ross took over the deal on the oil wrestling.
Hey, Ross, my question is this, man. If I come up there to Alabama here in the next couple of weeks, the only problem is I don't have nothing but gator shirts to wear, son.
Well, you might get stuck.
That's your ass. <absolute. laughs>
Hey, but you know what, though? We actually took a bet on that, didn't we, this week, Ross?
Yeah, we made a bet, and I'm going to let you know something. I've been feeding some down in Florida with my cotton candy, and I'm going to have to teach you to warm you up. I mean, actually, I might just give you a try and let you learn on your own.
Oh, is that right? Let me tell you. All right, the bet is that if Alabama, when they play Florida this year, if Alabama somehow, some way pulls off a win – I'm not counting on it, so I'm not worried about it. Then I have to go to a rodeo, and I can't do anything with the Making A stuff. I got to be out there at Ross's disposal with selling the cotton candy and Weezers.
Wearing an Alabama shirt.
You know what?
I tell you what. I got to tell you a funny story about that, about the Ross and the Gators. Ross was scheduled to come to the bullfight last year here in Cody. But what we did is we went out and we sold each bullfighter to different businesses. Well, I sold Ross Hill to a guy from Louisiana, and he said, make sure you tell him that I am a Gator fan. And Ross didn't show up. Ross didn't show up.
Well, I've been canceled a rodeo in Canada just to come for the money. And, two, I want to see Cody Wyoming. And I bet you $100, when I show up, the sun will shine.
Nice. Well, hey, listen. So the other part of the bet is that when the Gators stomp, I mean, when they put it to that Crimson Tide, old Ross Hill is going to have to throw on his baggies colored in orange and blue. You're going to see him out there at the rodeo wearing orange and blue. And there will be pictures. There will be pictures.
Good. Now he's going to be rooting for the Broncos.
Yeah, no. I like how you think, Timber.
Well, you know what? That orange and blue is not going to be like that orange and blue. It will. You will know that Ross Hill is sporting the Gator stuff.
Well, when I found out that guy was sponsoring Ross and he was a Gator fan, I actually went out and found a Gator hat, one with a big long nose, looked just like an alligator on your head, and I put it in my barrel, and I was going to stick it on Ross when he got there, but he, like I said, he must have knew it was something was up because he didn't show up.
Nice.
Yeah, I was actually driving the limo, and I didn't think it was going to make it to Cody, Wyoming, so I had to cancel that one.
Wow.
that was before I tested in Vegas, and boy, after I tested in Vegas, I had the most faith in that sunbuck than I ever had in my life.
Yeah, how many guys did you travel out there with, Ross? Because I know Wacy was with you, and you had a whole limo packed full, didn't you?
Yeah, let's make sure we put on the note that Rob Smets' daughter was with me too. Come on.
I do got some good news though. I got some good news. I just got Wacy sent me a text message today and said that they had called Rex Dunn and asked him to come, and they're going to induct him into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Good
deal.
Yep,
sure enough. That was much.
Good deal.
I can't believe it took them 3 years to do that. I mean, the guy could have been in there 10 years ago, and they started talking about it 3 years ago. And, I mean, I don't know. We all love Rex, and we love what he does for the bullfights. A bull that was named after Rex, Mr. Smooth, did hoof the living fire out of me this weekend. And much props to Rex. I actually thanked him for it. That was probably a much deserved hooking for me, and I know Timber knows why, and a couple others may. But I deserved that hooking, and I took it like a man with a smile on my face, and I went on about it. And Rex invited me to his bullfight there at his house this next weekend in Warrica. And have I draw that bull? You boys, mark it in your words. I'm bringing the cotton candy money home. Come on.
All
right.
No doubt about it, Ross. No
I like hearing that.
Buddy.
Because I did, and well, I beat myself up for it, literally.
Wow.
Well, you can
so
get
what?
Even thinner later.
It's nothing to it. It's nothing to it. Rex deserved that hooking on me, and boy, I'm glad to hear that he got inducted in the Hall of Fame. That was just much deserved. He's been sick all week, and he come to that bullfight, guys. And I'm gonna tell you how tough this man is. We was at a bullfight 3 years ago there in Ada, 2 years ago maybe, and one of the bulls popped the latch on him. He's dead-gum in critical condition out there, still working his bulls. Shuts the gate on a bull where the bull hits right where his hand was, and that's where the latch was. Pops the gate open, gets him down, and rips his leg to like 180 stitches, maybe 300 stitches. I can't remember, but ripped his leg about 7 inches all the way up. Now, had that been his left leg, where the cancer was at, they would have had to amputate it. But it was his right leg. They didn't amputate it. Rex Dunn was at the bullfight flanking bulls the very next day. The very next day was there flanking bulls. And that's as tough as they ever come.
That's right.
No doubt. That's cowboy tough right there. That is cowboy tough right there.
That dang time he got in.
Yep.
Is that Jason
right,
Matheson? Hey, who
right?
We got on the line still? Who we got on the line, Carl? I mean,
well,
we got Carl.
Yeah, I'm still.
We got Tyler Bailey, check 1-2. We got the Big Sky Country, check 1-3. We got the
no,
Full
no.
Tamer. Got Bighorn. Got Chicken Thigh. We got the whole gang. We're gonna have to get a put a name together for this lady in California. I honestly like something about Indian name, maybe we're going to have to go further than bull paint. You know, I mean, I'm thinking about the bull dresser. I don't know.
Bull dresser? I don't know, man. Her name is Janie D, man. I like the whole Sunny D. Now, Timber's name a double D, boy. I'll tell you what, that might lead to a whole other story.
That's that After Dark show.
I wanted to ask her.
Somebody said.
Yeah, I think Timber and Dennis Olstead and Brianna needs to have the after dark. I'm talking about after way after dark. We're actually can call this the after the kids go to bed show.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's
kind of close for the morning.
Especially with Dennis Olstead, Burt Davis, and Brianna. Woo!
Oh, man,
look out,
man.
Boys.
Yeah, I agree.
Bad person.
Brianna's still on the phone, girl. I thought you spilled your margarita and just messed you like your Deccan puppy died or something.
Yeah, I'm back.
Well, she is just not as lively as she was. I know she spilled at least two drinks.
Yeah, like y'all, I swear, don't ever take Zyrtec. It will knock you out.
Wow.
I'm usually is more that, talkative, that, but not, it's just not happening.
Is that Zyrtec or Xanax? What'd you
No, wrong. Zyrtec. If it was the other way around, it'd probably be a whole lot different. So.
Well, let me ask you this. Does it have to take your license and ID number when you buy that stuff? Because most cough medicine down here, you can't even buy it without giving them your license and only one pack a day. Come on.
Do y'all
have that up in Wyoming? When you go in to buy some, I don't know what kind it is, but go in there to buy some medicine and they ask for your ID, your Social Security number, your signature, and a picture photo.
Yeah,
you've got to be 18 to buy spray paint down here.
Spray paint?
Yeah.
Because they don't trust you guys.
Obviously.
Yeah, you got to do all that up here in Colorado, too, man. You got to give them your firstborn kid for the week, too.
Well, that wouldn't be a bad deal there.
Well, I can't really say, man, I'm loading up the kids, and we're going up there.
Yeah,
no cough medicine, boys.
Hey, that'll bring a new meaning. That'll bring a new meaning to it. No kidding, huh?
Wow.
Hey, you come up with an Indian name for old Cornboy yet? Who's Cornboy?
Hey, buddy. Look at here. Let me tell you something, Carl Nance. I may be in Iowa, but I'm not from Iowa.
From Georgia?
No,
now, hold up, Ross. I don't have an Indian name.
Oh, girl,
you don't need one. That's what I was going to say, fellas. I don't think she needs
Amber,
one.
I see we're on track together. I like how you think, buddy.
I'm getting a pretty good kick out of listening to this.
you never know what's going to happen next. I have got to trade in my – I got
to
go talk to the chief or something, man. I'm getting my Indian name changed. It can't be Chicken Thigh, man. Come on now. Really. Ross Hill's got a cool one.
Right.
You know what? Ross Hill's got – man, he's got a cool name, Bighorn, you know. I mean, whatever. God only knows how he got the name. You know, Timber's got Walking Eagle, which is – yeah, that's still a pretty bad name there. I like that, you know. But, you know, shoot, man. Chicken Thigh, come on, you know.
Well, it could be worse, Scott. It could be Tire Belly.
Exactly.
Scott, eat me Spread Eagle.
You know what,
my thing is,
you know what, and I'm probably going to shoot myself in the foot for this, but if the shoe fits, you know what I mean, or if it don't fit, if it needs a tire, you know, I mean, honestly, Carl, you can't put pictures like that on your Facebook, man, and not expect us to talk about it.
Scott, you can be Spread Eagle.
Holy cow.
Brianna, are you hitting on me, girl?
Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine.
Brianna,
I was just trying to help you out with the Indian name.
Hey,
I think she's
kind of
slurring her words there, boys.
I'd like to drink you with that little shot of lime.
Tell you what, Brianna, you can call me Spread Eagle any day, darling. Wait a second.
Well,
I'm going to have to beat myself. Hold on.
Hey, Ross, I hope you got a spare bedroom because Scott just lost his.
Yeah, I think I did.
Heck,
wow.
I can't even get room on the couch now.
Oh, the couch just got sold for Scott's alimony.
Alabama Mama, I tell you, she's something.
Oh, boy.
on Indian names, I just got to say, Spread Eagle, where'd that come from?
I don't know, Ross, but I'm liking it, man. Brianna is in
that's
a good
tequila
mood
tequila talking, boys. That's definitely
hey, that's
the
fine.
Tequila talking.
You know what, though? Hey, as long as she can call me that, you know, I'm there. Brianna, I love you, darling. I think that was great.
Oh, I love you, darling.
What's that?
Boy.
Ooh, I'll tell you what now. You know what?
You won't
put
the tequila words off.
Yeah. man, y'all are killing me.
It's either that or Brokeback, whichever one.
Wait a second. Brandy, don't hurt my feelings like that, but
I think you just made my parrot blush. My parrot cheeks are red right now.
Oh man.
We don't need to know about
yellow.
Your cheeks there, Timber.
Huh?
Well, you know what?
We don't need to know about your cheeks there, Timber.
I'm talking about my parrot that's sitting there. I got a parrot sitting there, and he's listening in too, and he got embarrassed.
Well, listen, if Brianna's gonna call me names like Spread Eagle, I'm gonna tell you what, girl. Stay hopped up on the allergy medicine and the margaritas, darling.
I want what she's having.
Show up tomorrow.
Wait a second. If you want what she's having, does that mean you're going to hit on me too there, Timber?
Oh,
hey,
no.
We don't do that in Wyoming, buddy.
I don't live
on Brokeback Mountain.
I was getting ready to say, maybe you should get the name Brokeback.
No, I don't live on Brokeback Mountain.
Hey, Rob, where's Scott Key to your house going to be left at?
Timber said can't nobody tug on his rope.
Yeah, that's right. So you can bum a chew and you can bum a smoke, but don't you go reaching for my rope.
Hey, where's your button at now, Scott?
I know, man. I know. I'm late again, man. I'm late. I tell you what.
I punched them doggies from dusk to dawn, but I did it with my britches on.
Oh, Timber.
Scott, you're not a seat herder, are you?
No, ma'am.
With a name like Chicken
no,
Pie?
They do that up there in Timber Country.
Wait a second here. Hold on now. Wow. Man. Y'all are lucky we are on the air. If this was off the air and we were really sitting around a bonfire, boy, I'd have a great comeback for that chicken thigh thing. But I cannot say that on the air without anybody getting something brought down on me.
Hey, you know, they annexed Miami City into Alabama. You knew that, didn't you, Scott?
Into Alabama?
Yeah, they just annexed Miami City. It's about the same. I've been down there.
How do you figure there, Jay? Yeah.
Well, you look at Alabama and look at Miami City, it's the same deal.
Well, it's a good thing I live on the outskirts and don't live in the city then, huh?
Oh, yeah, the big city of Miami City, population 12.
That's right. And, hey, we don't even have a full stoplight in our town, boy. It's just flashing light. Just drive right on through it.
We don't even have a flashing stop sign.
That flashing light there in Miami City, it just stays green all the time.
Yeah, you're right. It does, too.
That would be because they don't make flashing stop signs.
Amber? Was that Brianna?
That was Amber.
Oh, Amber,
that's why
sorry.
That's because they don't make flashing stop signs.
Heck yeah, they do. We got them at
really?
The Walmart up here.
Well, we don't have them in Alabama.
That's Carl Nance's second job there. He sits out there as a greeter at Walmart.
Yes, sir.
You gotta have an oxygen bottle before you
qualify. He just sits on that little go kart and tells them to get their stuff and get the hell out.
Oh, man, I was just getting ready. I knew it was coming, man. I knew somebody was gonna say it and I couldn't hit it fast enough. God dang it!
but he's always at the door where the bakery's at, so he can run over and get his donuts.
Well, heck yeah, you got to
make
sure you eat, right?
Hey, Jason.
You got to have a good meal there while you're working.
You know what the problem is, though? Hey, you know what the problem is? They had to keep him out of the automotive section because everybody wanted to find out what kind of discount they could get on that tire.
Your donut hole.
Hey, I just got a message here from Crystal Nance.
Oh,
right now,
yes.
On my computer.
Hey, Jason Mathis,
yeah.
are any kin to Mike Mathis?
No.
Well, Mike Mathis is the only Mathis that I've ever heard in the rodeo. The voice of rodeo.
That guy talking sounds just like him.
Man, I tell you what, I don't see how that guy talks for 2 hours long the way he talks.
Like that all the time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, guys. got another caller here, a 417 area code with their hand up. They want to talk to us. Let's see what they got. 417, you're back on the ranch.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Hello, hello. Who are we talking to?
Hey, this is Nate Franks.
Nate Franks,
hey,
how you doing?
Hey, Berkey.
What's up, buddy?
How you been?
I've been busy, bud. Been busy.
Been drinking margaritas with Brianna?
No, I wish.
Oh, great. Now you got two of them moving into your house because Nate's wife's going to kick him out too now.
Yeah, but you can hook us up with a room, can't you?
Heck
yeah, Carl can.
All right.
For a small fee of $99.95. Plus 18% tax.
I had to call after I heard you talking about Carl's belly on Facebook there.
Yes, sir. Well, tell us what you know about it, man. I'm telling you, it ain't the prettiest thing to look at, and I don't know why he's got it up on his Facebook, but
he's pretty proud of it. No, I don't either. I just wish he would have at least put his belt on straight, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, his belly pushed it down.
I was going to say, you got to give him credit, man. He can't see, you know?
That is true.
He can't see that far down.
I think when he started being tight,
uh-oh, wait a second. We have one of our newest co-hosts here on the show, Brianna. What was that, darling?
I think we need to start a fan page for Carl's belly.
A fan page for Carl's belly.
There you go, Brianna. Now he's going to be selling his Speedos and his body wax on there.
Oh, man.
I just had a visual that wasn't good.
You know, Timber,
Timber,
I think I even just threw up a little in my mouth.
I'll tell you what, Timber's going to be looking for that Brokeback Mountain when we get done with this show.
Oh,
I don't know.
Just picture Carl Ranch, Timber.
I tell you what,
won't let her up.
If Rooster Cogburn would have been on Brokeback Mountain, he'd have had a patch over both eyes.
If he saw that picture of Carl Nance in a Speedo, he'd have had one.
Yeah, that's the dang truth. Brianna, you were wanting to say something?
I was going to ask if Frank could hurt sheep.
She's pretty stuck on this herding sheep deal.
Who's
herding sheep?
Isn't she? Nate.
Yeah, nobody's herding sheep unless I'm around.
Are you herding sheep? Are you herding sheep?
Not lately. I just got off the fire truck myself. But.
Oh,
you fireman.
Yes, ma'am.
I hear you. Not lately, so that means you've done some herding sheep in the past?
I'm not going to talk about my past. But I'm pleading the fifth.
Wait a second now.
Oh, was there.
Hey,
I think
we're getting into that Brianna After Dark deal.
Uh-oh.
Brianna
After Dark, who loves the sheep?
Oh, man, I think we're on to something here, guys. I think that's a good title for the show, too. I got it written down here in my notes. Brianna After Dark. What do you think, darling? We're going to give you your own show?
And we'll play the opening song will be Margaritaville.
How am I going to explain this to my family?
Well, that's what I asked.
Understand, Brianna. Hey,
well, I'm surprised that Nate and Brianna have not met before, because if Mr. Franks there is a firefighter, he's liable to run across that, put out some of her fires that she done set around this town.
he'd only run into her if he was a probation officer.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, my mistake.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
Hey, when you going to get in front of some bulls, son? You want to come over this weekend?
I can't get out there this weekend. My first one up is tail end of next month.
Lord have mercy. You better get that belly going.
I know, man. I've been running on that dang treadmill and running outside, but it just don't want to go away. I think it's the fact that I go out and eat at freaking Panda Express every day.
Wait a second, Carl, hold on, Carl. You've got to turn the darn thing on if you want it to work, son.
Well, I thought the scenery just started moving and that was good.
He's been watching that fabulous.
You know what? Oh, Carl breaks a sweat standing up on the treadmill, so he feels like he got his workout for the day.
You know, I turned on those commercials with the girls running on the treadmill, and I thought that was good enough.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Scott, I got this serious question here off your chat.
Hey, Carl. I would say that just tell them like this, man. You got a lot invested in that tire belly. You don't want to lose it now.
Exactly, man. I got me a whole keg. Most guys only got a six-pack.
That's right.
Okay,
hey,
now,
Scott,
who's... Yes, sir.
I got a deal off of your chat here that they got a question for...
I got a question for you.
Yo.
Hold on.
Do you have the furniture disease?
What?
Do you have the furniture disease? You know, where your
What's
chest
that?
Drops to your drawers?
Are you ready for this, Scott?
Yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
Somebody named Crazy in your chat room says, I'm listening to your show, and I just want to know, is that nice fellow Carl single? The answer is no, but it says, I'm thinking I might just want to help him with that waxing y'all are talking about. I'm serious as a heart attack. It's right on your chat room.
I see it right
was
here.
Was that a guy?
I don't know.
It just says Crazy. I'm going to ask him.
You know what? Hey, that's just the type of people that call a track. Crazies. Now, I'm not saying anything about his wife. You know, I mean, you know, definitely, you know, no offense there. But, yeah, Carl attracts the crazies.
I
now,
do
you
want to
know something funny there,
man.
Scott?
What?
That crazy on your chat room is the wife.
Is it really?
Oh. Well, guess what?
She is
with you.
Or a former co-host.
On the computer, she just texted me and asked if I heard anything about a waxing on the show.
Uh-huh.
I got a question for Carl Nance anyway.
Go
you know,
for
somebody
it.
Somebody looks like Carl with that belly, you know, kind of short and chubby. How does he get a wife that looks like a Denver Broncos cheerleader?
Hey, she's actually going to go try.
Well, I know. I'm trying to give her some props on it. But if you'd quit stealing her bikinis, she'd probably have a better
chance. Hold on. Listen. I have an explanation for that. Okay.
Okay.
You know how you know how they really sympathize going to the handicapped, you know, hospitals and things like that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well,
same
she's
deal.
Just trying to make. She's just trying to make sure that she's the leader of the group by working her way up. She had to marry one.
Hi. Well, I was just curious about that, you know. She must have felt real bad for him.
Hey, you know, before she had the baby, she was still pretty dang skinny, but she's even better now. So, hey, you know, maybe we should knock her up again and see what else we end up with.
Maybe
hey,
we?
Be careful there, buddy.
Wait a second. We? Who was that said that?
Who's we? Who's we, Carl?
Are you calling in support for that one, Carl? What's going on, man?
Timber,
you're closer. Timber,
wow.
You're way closer, buddy.
I'm way closer to who, Carl?
Yeah.
Well, did you not hear what he said? Well, you know what, Timber? It's about probably past his bedtime. Timber's over there falling asleep on us. We're just talking about Carl's wife trying out for the Denver Broncos cheerleading squad.
Well, I heard
Carl
that.
Carl was just admiring how his wife looked great before his kids, and then she lost weight, actually, after the kids, so he said maybe we should go and knock her up again. I'm trying to figure out who we is. I mean, I didn't know it was a team effort, but hey.
It's still 8 hours away. Don't get me all wound up, because I drive to Denver, I'd be out of the mood.
Oh, man.
Wow. You know what, man? I'm kind of scared. We have not heard from Ross for a while.
Checker 1-2, Breaker 1-9. Come on, can you hear me now? This is the bullhorn.
Ross Hill is in the house. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, another day, another battle, man. You know how we roll. Sitting in jacuzzi, stretching, getting a little workout in. I like Carl's idea of watching the Jane Fonda show.
That's how you do it, man. You know, I turn on them commercials of them girls running on the treadmill, and I figure that's good enough exercise.
I'll tell you what, though. Since I've known Ross Hill, that son of a gun has made more money than I probably made all last year. So let me tell you something, you know, Carl, you got your work cut out for you, man. If you can fight bulls like that man right there does, you can definitely sit back and watch some of that Jane Fonda workout stuff.
Until then, buddy.
You better get a grip, son, and get down there and get it done, because that's one bullfighter right there.
I do the Tai Bo.
I don't think fans a chance.
Hey, you know I'm still on the line, right? You was talking all this good stuff.
Hey, I got one thing to say.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sitting here looking at Ross while he's talking, you know, and every time he opens his mouth, I see that missing tooth. And it is a little funny. Like, I hate y'all are missing it.
Does he look like a jack-o'-lantern?
But I agree. It would be about like Carl's tire belly picture if Ross put that picture on Facebook.
I'm trying.
Hey, get one real quick, Dan.
I got a new name for Ross Hill. New Indian name.
What?
Coming down from the chief himself. We're gonna call him, you know what? I lost it.
I like go shoot. Does that come with a bleep button?
You know what? I had it right there, man. Y'all are killing me. What's that?
Snaggletooth.
You know, that'll work. I like that one. I had one. Man, it was right down the tip of my tongue. Y'all got me so sidetracked, and then I missed it.
Everybody.
What's that?
All my best friends around the house here call me Hillbilly. So, I mean, I'm actually going to leave the tooth for a while and just go on and roll with it. Because as long as I got my cowboy hat on, it's not as embarrassing. It's when you go to church without your cowboy hat, it gets a little embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that, man.
Yeah, you about needed the button again there. I heard it.
Yeah, no kidding.
The kick is off, Timber?
No, you're
still there.
Well, everybody got quiet.
Nate's still out there?
I'm still here, buddy. I'm still here.
I'll let y'all know this. They say in statistics, for every 20 minutes of group talk time, there's 3 seconds of silence. But y'all proved me a liar a couple times here on this show and my show.
Ross, speaking of your show, man, I actually missed it last night, man. You know, yeah, last week you had me so fired up to carry over, man, and we just had such a good time. Now, don't get me wrong, we are still having a good time. I've been talking about this show all week long. But, you know, really, man, we got to get you back on your show here next week.
Yeah, we'll have some more to talk about. I'll be coming back from Warrica. I was real sore Monday, and this tooth, I was really having a problem with my Fs and my threes and my fours, and I was slurring every word I tried to say on the way home. Well, dead gum, I guess my hillbilly's rubbed off. Now my dead gum tongue's working right with no tooth, so I think I'll be able to pull a show off this next week.
10-4, man, let's do it.
Hey, Ross Hill.
Come on, Berlin.
Hey, you ain't seen no more Indians in the road, have you?
Hey, I tell you what, that right there is threatening to a man. We about run over an Indian. Wasty Munster was driving my limo, and this Indian was laying in I-40 and raised up, and all he seen was bullhorns coming at him, and this sumbuck rolled over into the other lane. Well, right after he rolled into the other lane, evidently an 18-wheeler hit him. One of our other good buddies, Cody Whitney, one of his friends coming to the NFR to watch him, actually ran over this Indian's foot.
Come on,
love. I would say that we could Indian name him Indian Foot.
Sore foot.
Amber said, or screwed.
Amber said what?
Probably,
I said, or screwed.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
We got the boss back upstairs. Maybe you can ask her that question about how I ended up with a good-looking chick.
What do you mean?
The wife's back upstairs. She got off that computer.
Right.
Maybe y'all can ask her and figure out how I ended up with a good-looking chick.
No, hey, she sent me a deal right here on chat.
I'm still trying to figure out how you said we could give her a hand getting her pregnant again.
Hey, buddy.
I'm still trying to figure out who we is, man. Are you taking applications or what?
Hey, I got some semen from a good ABBI registered bull. I mean, he's a good one.
Yeah. I bet it'll work.
Right here it says, I don't know who is we. I never said we, but if you want to help.
Hey, Ross. Hey, Ross, I'll tell you this right now. I bet you that cement will probably come out looking prettier than it would be with Tire Belly over there.
Heck well, yeah. That's all it'll come out pop-bellied if it's Carl's.
Look like a little
Ethiopian
baby. Look
like a pop-bellied pig running around.
All right. Hey, listen, guys. I got to take one more. I got to take one more break here, real quick. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. We got to play another Matt the Cat song, man. Love this guy. Love what he's doing. Hey, Ross, get a hold of Matt the Cat, man. Tell him we freaking need him back on our shows here.
All right, well, I'll have him call in here in a minute.
Hey, well, you know what? We only got about 15 minutes left. I'm gonna play one of his next songs. Y'all are more than welcome to stay on the line with us while we take this break. And we come back, we'll start wrapping things up. What do you say?
Yep.
Sounds good.
All right, here we go with You Next to Me with Matt the Cat. Somewhere in there. It's rolling.
Somewhere in there.
I'm telling you, it's
record
rolling.
Machine, boys.
Well, going
another
on
quarter in the jukebox.
It's froze,
is
man.
Is that You Next to Me, like next to Carl Ness's wife there?
I don't know, man. All right, what's rolling here, man? I'm telling you, it all froze up on me, Ross. Ross Hill, help me, man. I need some help.
With you next to me, call Nancy's old lady. We're going to send Matt the Cat to do the job since Tire Belly can't reach anymore.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
We just went to the
She's going to kill me now. Y'all know that.
Hey, I don't know if y'all remember, but I was punishing myself this weekend, and I broke my guitar, so all I got is vocals. Y'all are just going to have to bear with me. And my vocals ain't very good.
Too.
Yeah, I broke my front tooth, and that holds all my E's, my high E's, my D's, my C's, my A's, my B's. Is there any notes I'm missing?
I think I'd stick you still in that cotton candy, Ross.
Well, yeah, I am, but, you know, you got to have some music to get them to the cotton candy stand. Come on.
That's not what draws Carl. It just cotton candy draws him.
And, yeah, I'll just line up for that.
Hey, I'll tell you what, though, man. If you're going to sing, I would definitely go out and try to get a better singer than that right there. But I have heard you sing, Ross, up there at the hotel down there in LaBelle, and we actually got that on video, man. There's a video clip, and it's posted on Making 8. They did that your deal, and they actually got you singing there, man. That was one heck of a good time.
What was I drunk?
You guys have the drink.
What's that?
I think I was drunk because I don't remember that.
You have the drink.
You know what? You might have had a few to drink there because I think it was back in one of the hotel rooms that night and the guitar got broken out and there were some songs being played. But all right, guys. Hey, I think I got this thing set up. Let's go with Matt the Cat and You Next to Me. Well, maybe.
Or
it
not.
Ain't work.
Or not.
Oh, there it is.
There it
rolling.
Is.
Rolling. Look at me and tell me, baby, that you wanna go. Because my feet made for traveling, I got the highway in my soul. But the bad part about the drifting is all the nights you spend alone. And I could show you your company when the night get long. Yeah, those nights they get long. Cause I wanna feel free, just like the breeze blowing through the pines.
go grab that blue bandana and everything that you need. Because this train's leaving Alabama, headed north through Tennessee. We can head out to the Carolinas and drive up the coast, or go out west to Salinas, California, and watch Ross Hill win a rodeo. Watch old Ross win a rodeo.
Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Did he just say rip off a knob?
Yeah, that's Roger Mooney.
All right, now I want to say one more thing. I know you wanted to introduce the show back. Y'all back on the porch. We're here. Scott Misick is back on the porch tonight. I don't know if y'all know, but he sang a song just now about wanting to be free. And, well, man, long nights and this and that. I mean, you're going to have a long night tonight with all these lovely ladies on as your co-host, Scott.
Hey, are y'all still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here.
Yeah, we're still here.
No. The problem is my switchboard's all froze up again. It's showing me it's still being muted, so I want to make sure. Hey, let me tell you, man, we're not actually on the back porch, man. Ralph's back porch is on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. But we are back on the ranch, buddy. Back on the ranch.
Oh.
That's why you don't.
You know what?
Yeah, well, I ain't got a computer.
Voiceovers.
Yeah, and not just that. I bet you 100 Scott's back on the porch tonight.
He's in the doghouse for sure.
I think the sleeping bag and pillow is already out there. But
hey, y'all, I know we got a lot to cover, but it's one of our co-hosts that's supposed to be a star. That's Brianna Hall. I just text her for real. Seriously, are you okay? She just texts me back word for word. Seriously, I took some allergy medicine and I took a turn for the worse.
Oh man.
Oh man.
I'm
hanging in there.
Well, Brianna, you know what? We love you to death, darling. I really hope you feel better. And, you know, we got to get you back on these shows, so you got to get better for us.
Oh, yeah, I will. I just found my husband, so I'm doing good.
She's a trooper.
Yes, she is.
Hey,
well,
Scott.
I'll tell you what. Yes.
I just talked to one of my buddies, Kyle Calloway. He's a steer wrestler out of Wyoming up there by Timber.
Right.
And he just asked if I'd be all right with mentioning his Facebook page, Outlaws for a Cause. They're doing some good stuff for the kids up there.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Send it.
I guess they're doing some kind of a riding thing for sick kids or something along that. If you go to Facebook and search on mine or something and look for Outlaws for a Cause, it's a real good deal.
All right,
is that the one is that the same deal that Wilford Brimley's involved with over here?
I believe so. It's
yeah,
Shooting for a Star or something like that riding program?
Yeah.
Is that the one you sent me an invite for, Carl?
I don't think so, Nate, but just look it up on my deal. You'll see it.
I think that's the one I just confirmed.
All right, guys. Hey, listen up, man. We are fresh out of time. I want to thank all y'all for jumping on here with us and hanging out back on the ranch, man, where we can sit back and talk and just have a good time with all you guys, man. That's what these shows are all about. And, you know, hey, every now and again we can talk a little bit about rodeo too. So, got to tell you, the voting is going up. You know, we did add one more to our list here, and that's going to be, Miss Janie D., or Sonny D or Double D or however you want to call it, the California kid. I'm telling you what, man, we gotta love it. What a great time, guys. I really enjoyed this, and look forward to having you guys back on. Shoot, man, if y'all want to jump on every week, we're happy to sit back on the ranch with you and just sit back and have a good time.
Hey, I think Scott's wife come down from upstairs and he's having to shut the show down.
No,
he's
man,
looking for
I
the
always...
key to your house there, Ross.
Hey, listen, man.
We don't have keys.
Yeah, we'll ask Brianna about that, man. I don't think they have keys. They just walk right in and take whatever they want. Right, Brianna? But it still
right.
won't get you in trouble, won't it?
No, I tell you what it is. In Alabama, they don't lock their garage or barn or their house, but they do put a security light out front.
That's so we don't fall into potholes.
No doubt. Well, hey, listen, Amber, are you still with us?
Yes. I'm here.
You sound very frustrated, darling.
No, no, not at all. Ross keeps taking the phone from me.
Oh.
You got a pair of phones down there.
Beat him up.
Yes, it's a pair of phones.
Knock his other tooth out.
We only had one golf club here.
I was just getting ready to say that. They had to show the golf club.
Yeah, and we can't switch to a driver because our drivers are still made of wood.
Yeah.
That's pretty soon you're going to have a tooth made of wood, so what difference does it make?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh man.
Get the carving.
Good point there, Timber, with your walking stick leg, old Indian leg. What is it, eagle walking?
Eagle walking.
We're going to have to pick this show up next week, guys. Hey, listen, until next week, y'all, make sure y'all check out all the Making 8 shows. Go back and listen to the replays. I'm telling you, man, we got some great stuff going down there. Looking to get back out and start doing the Making 8 live broadcast. Those will be coming up here real soon. So, y'all get a grip, get explosive. Until next week, rodeo fans, hey, guys, it's a pleasure sitting back on the ranch with you. Can't wait to do it again.
All right, thanks.
See ya.
Thanks for letting
y'all
me
take out. Y'all take care. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you,
rodeo
Scott.
Rodeo fans, yes, sir. That's going to do it for our show. And we appreciate y'all tuning in. Make sure y'all catch up with us next week, rodeo fans, as we are back on the ranch talking more rodeo cowboy fun with you. Y'all take care and have a good one.